Kanye West takes it back. Stay tuned for UnNews. November 2010, New York City. Kanye West, who in 2005 said then U.S. President George W. Bush, quote, doesn't care about black people, unquote, now says he, quote, didn't have the grounds, unquote, to make such a declaration. Mr. West, in a taped interview, admitted that, quote, in a situation of high emotion, we don't always choose the right words, unquote. The situation was the middle of a successful 8-year campaign to portray Mr. Bush as a complete doofus, leading up to the rout of the Republican Party in 2006 and 2008. These elections will not be set aside based on the new information. Presumably, the current environment is calmer and Mr. West is choosing the right words this time. But Mr. West stood by his statement that the Cheney-Halliburton hurricane machine blew up the New Orleans levees so that the floods would turn toward the dark side of town. The United States thought it had seen the last of Mr. Bush, especially in 2008 when he was disinvited from his own party's nominating convention. But the nation did not anticipate the allure of a book deal with its nationwide appearances on TV and radio programs. Mr. Bush has been everywhere, projecting magnanimity and serenity, which should be good for a couple thousand extra copies of his autobiography. He admitted that he continued being stupid long after he stopped being, quote, young and stupid, unquote, but insisting he did not go back to the bottle after America unanimously vilified him, starting at about the time of Mr. West's notorious statement. Shown the taped interview during one of these appearances, a calm Mr. Bush said, quote, I don't hate Kanye West. I think the 4 grueling IRS audits of him got my point across. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.